Vai pa Univerza. Umetnost in revolucija skozi univerzo in socialni center. Prehod skozi Prešernov dan na predstavitev knjige, ki to ni bila, nam je ponudil revolucijo. Revolucijo predvsem v smislu raznorodnih skupin, ki so v skorajšnji obliki plenuma predstavljale odskočno desko, od teorije do skorajšnje prakse. Zakaj je šlo? V slovenščino se je prevedlo knjigo Žeralda Roniga s pomenljivim naslovom Umetnost in revolucija. Socialni center Rok je tako rekoč pokal po šivih, v njem pa se je nitil revolucionarni ogenj. Netivo so za okroglo mizo poskušali definirati Žerald Ronik, Andrej Kurnik v vlogi aktivista socialnega centra Rok, Andreja Vezovnik, ki je predstavljala prekerni inkubator, Gregor Kosi iz Mariborske pekarne, Tjaša Pureber v vlogi anarhistke iz Infošopa, Andrej Škufca, predstavnik z boksanega boksa in Matevž Kladnik, ki je politiziral po politusovsko. Diskursivne vžigalice so se podajale od avtonomije znotraj kapitalizma do nasprotne pozicije zunaj kapitalizma. Matevž Kladnik je zagovarjal notranje izgorevanje kapitalizma.
There can be no talk about autonomy outside of capitalism here in the economic situation as it is in today in Western Europe. The autonomy that we try to practice in politus is autonomy emerging from within the capitalism and is a product of continuous struggle against it, against the social forces representing capital. This autonomy, I think, is articulated as our power, as our freedom to practice. To promote and to implement to our principles of organization and social praxis, which are, I could say, direct democracy, self-organization, self-management. I think the movements here should really in order to not dry out, to secure some kind of continuity and motivation, they should aim to finance themselves as much as possible through reappropriation. And another point I would like to make is that being a priori against the institution in the today, in the age of global neoliberalism, is an ideology which is kind of naive, I would say, as this is precisely the idea that neoliberalism tries to promote, that private initiative is good versus the bad intervention of the state.
Nasprotno nam anarhističen pogled kurjenja kapitalizma predstavi Tjaša Pureber.
Well, obviously, you know, since we are anarchists, we don't exactly believe in the state. So, obviously, we try to build, like I said, autonomous practices outside of such institutions. But it doesn't follow that we exclude cooperation with different initiatives. The other question is, what do you do when it comes to these more formal institutions, like formal unions, perhaps taking money from a government or so on and so forth? If you take into consideration our long-term goal, which is obviously the organization of the society on a decentralized, non-hierarchical, autonomous level, outside and beyond capitalist system, it's obvious that even though some of this cooperation may seem in short term as something useful. I don't know, for instance, when you're trying to organize a larger demonstration or something, in the end, it does not contribute to that basic objective or goal, and that is to build the society that basically is entirely opposite to what these sort of institutions are organized.
O praktičnem sovpadanju nasprotnih pogledov na primeru trenutnega izgorevanja projekta Box nam je več povedal Andrej Škufca.
In one way it was absolutely useful because it opened at least us who were actively participating in Box to so many different people who were basically struggling the same way as we were, so to try to take back a little piece of the university. But what it was also and there was also a negative aspect to it, and it was that since such a non-hierarchical structure as we organized it, it became quickly vulnerable to shifting its focus to a too wide a field for it to comprehend the boundaries of. So what happened was that we started to grow, and we couldn't control. We couldn't control our focus anymore. So by the end, because of this lack of focus, a lot of people started to leave the initiative, and so now it's very focused, but it doesn't exist.
Teoretsko lahko Gorenje koncipiramo tudi skozi interpretacijo Geralda Roniga.
How to deal with the institutions, and I think up to now you are the kind of most Gramscian on the table, in a way, to put it cynically, obsessed with the institution and with intervening into the institution. And there are others, there are more what I would call an instituent practice, which is more about instituting something new. But maybe it's not an opposition. Of course, there are certain differences when it comes to the term of revolution. And I would propose two terms that are post-structuralist ideas of revolution that I developed in the most theoretical chapter of the book. One is the Guattarian term molecular revolution, as opposed to a molar revolution. These are terms by Félix Guattari. But maybe even more important, the idea of a revolutionary machine. And to be very short, the idea of a revolutionary machine would mean that we don't need a concept of evolution anymore, because revolution is not just a big break. But talking about a contemporary concept of revolution, would mean to not see it as a Leninist concept. Leninist concept, of course, Lenin wrote a lot about revolution, which is more complex than I do now, but in a way, this is the Leninist concept, to have first a period of resistance against the capitalist mode of production and the capitalist organization of society. Then the big rupture, the revolution, which they call revolution, and then the socialist paradise. Okay, that was a bit too simplifying, but in a way, I would call this the Leninist model. And I think if you look even at historical examples of revolution, this doesn't work. Not even the Russian Revolution was like this, because it's not such a linear development. And also, I would say that to only call this rupture revolution and the other parts are not revolution, that's a problematic perspective. So my proposal is to still use these three dimensions, as I would call it, of the revolutionary machine, but not on a timeline, linear.
Intervencijo, ne glede na izhodiščno pozicijo, nam na podlagi metodologije delovanja socialnega centra ROK in širše predstavi Andrej Kurnik.
The methodology of work, of activism in social centers, so-called militant investigation, which is basically intervention in the localized relations of force, it's production of knowledge through conflict, it's building new hybrid situations on the border between either university space or the space of researchers on one hand, and for example, lately mainly migrant workers living in Ljubljana, living in segregated conditions in workers' dormitories and so forth. So we could say that the point of social center is do the conflict intervene into relations of force and trying to, in a way, transform experiences, power also, reaching those conflicts into new institutional practices.
Da ne pozabimo na vzroke in interventne potrebe od premisleka do akcije, pojdimo s trenutnimi perečimi vprašanji v prekerni inkubator. Vzroke za nastanek nam je predstavila Andreja Vezovnik.
It's a very young initiative. It was formed basically in October 2010. So it's and it's kind of, let's say, a response to first of all to the rigid rigid structure and organization of the labor of the University of Ljubljana, labor union, I mean. And on the second, the second thing is that is kind of a response, to a wider, process of neoliberalization of the university that our current government is kind of leading us to, and bringing down, deeply and deeply. It was basically because, people working within the university finishing their PhD or even kind of being about to finish it, realized that their job positions are not... are very precarious, that our contracts get prolonged every 3 months and we never know if we are going to be if we're going to maintain our positions or not. So but it also happened widely, in a macro level. It happened that we wanted to expose a critique that would be also an academic critique towards the actual, power relations within the university.
Če se v inkubatorju rojeva prekernost, je na mestu vprašanje, kam jo uvrstiti na metropolitanski ravni, ter kdo se v njej najde. Več o tem Andrej Kurnik.
Precariousness in the city, or in the metropolitan area. So this is something we're trying to do, and it's related with our desire to do the recomposition, so how to find the common names between migrants, for example, on one side, and on the other side, precarious youth, precarious people in general, and so forth. So how can we, at the same time, in a way, depart from the composition of the living labor on the one side, either it's migrant living labor or it's other segments of living labor, and how can we build a common horizon of struggle?
Odprli smo horizont bojev na praktični ravni, za katerim se je prikazal teoretski goreči grm. Prisluhnimo Geraldu Roningu.
Another thing what I wanted to mention when it's especially in the cases of the two university or art academy aspects, it came to my mind that my colleagues and friends from EduFactory, the transnational network concerning university struggles, developed this new idea of exodus. Exodus is an old post-operist theory coming from people like Paolo Virno and Antonio Negri. But I think they developed it further now in the last years, that exodus in the situation of the university struggles would be both. It would be fleeing the university, going out of the university, saying we must invent new forms of knowledge production outside of the university, but at the same time, and this is the tricky thing, doing things like you two or you, your groups were doing, kind of forming small, relatively autonomous zones within the institution.
V kontekstu revolucionarne misli Gerald vidi vprašanje umetnosti in alternative v odnosu do kapitalizma kot irelevantno. Zagovarja stališče vseobsegajoče povezanosti kapitalistične apropriacije.
Sorry if I'm rude, but that's a very stupid argumentation from my point of view, because I don't think that there is any outside of appropriation, capitalist appropriation. It's about having these small advantages, being creative and ahead in a way ahead of capitalist appropriation. But I think there is nothing in this world that can't be appropriated. But there are ways to produce flight lines which are imminent, but nevertheless at some point every product or every production becomes appropriated. So there is no difference between artistic practices or whatever we do.
Tlenje revolucionarnega ognja ter žerjavica umetnosti, na kateri si ni mogel speči krompirja, pa je komentiral Samo Selimović.
V bistvu sem prišel, ker sem mislil, da bo danes pogovor o razmerju umetnost-revolucija. Se ne pravim, da ni bila današnja diskusija tudi zelo zanimiva in mislim, vedno je koristno predebatirati te večne dileme, ne? Ja, sodelovanje, ne sodelovanje, ne, ne vem, avtonomija, kar, v glavnem, no, mislil sem, da bo več poudarka dejansko na umetnosti in revolucije, tako je bil naslov, ampak je bilo fajn, no. Bilo fajn.
Deklica z ožigalicami je bila Eva. Franček Piromanček je bil Franci.
Snemate. Meni zadošča, da bi padla kakšna opeka študentu na glavo, pa bi, ne glede na to, da sem dekan ali ne, bil hud in žalosten. Zdaj me je predvsem strah. Tako jutro se vprašam, ali se ni po noči zgodilo kaj takega, kar strahom pričakujem. To lahko imenujete kakorkoli hočete, toda zdaj to občutim tako. Nobenega drugega interesa zaenkrat ne vidim.